I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Nigeria is in lockdown. Nigeria has rebels on the run. Nigeria is releasing criminals. Well, what's really going on? Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nuttleton thinks the government's taking both the hawk and the dove approach to the Boko Haram terrorist group. They want to turn Nigeria into an Islamic state minus Christians and their faith. The bloodbath that followed cost 3,000 people their lives. They need you to advocate for them. Why?
In spite of all the violence and in spite of everything that you see going on, there are Christians there who are encouraged, they're following Christ, and they're trying to grow the church in their cities.
Next, the two archbishops kidnapped in Syria just passed 1 month in captivity with no word of their whereabouts. In fact, little is known about their abductors. The Orthodox Church of Syria issued a public call for their release. The Turkish Prime Minister has been in talks with the church, and members of the U.S. Congress are asking that the kidnapping be made a priority. One of the archbishops sits on the SAT-7 International Council. Pray for their safe release. And could you take some time out of your busy Saturday this week to pray for Myanmar? Christians in Myanmar experience some of the worst persecution in the world. The U.S. government commission recommended that Myanmar stay blacklisted in the top 15 world governments with ongoing violations of religious freedom. Asian Access is holding a prayer conference tomorrow at a church in Myanmar. Bishop Zothan Moya with Asian Access says they have specific prayer needs.
For peace in our country, you know, the conflict that we have between the Muslims and the Buddhists, and also among the ethnic groups.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your modern-day hymn CD from Keith and Kristen Getty called Hymns for the Christian Life. When you help with your best gift, I'll send you a copy. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.